Hello, Open Jaw listeners. I am with Psychic Sandy again. Today we are hearing from Helen. And Helen is saying that she's been working in the industry for just over 5 years. She says she loves it, but there are aspects of the industry, of the travel industry, that she says create anxiety for her because so much of the industry is unsettled and volatile at times. And I can vouch for what she is saying and what she's feeling. She asks you if you have any suggestions on what she could possibly do to not feel so very affected by the industry and its volatility.
Okay, so let me focus on... Sorry, tell me her name again.
It's Helen.
Okay, let's focus on Helen and see what we get. And where is Helen? Where is she?
She lives in Toronto.
Okay, thank you. Is Helen concerned that she won't be able to continue in this industry? Is that sort of the understanding you had from her when she gave you the question? Or
I chatted with her a little bit, and the impression that I got is that she's never been anxious before, but because everything that happens in the industry affects... So... all the geographical, all, you know, airlines going bankrupt, strikes, all of the things affect the business that she's in so much that she's noticing herself becoming anxious, an anxious person, and she never used to be an anxious person. So she's wondering how she can, I guess, I'm maybe putting words into Helen's mouth, you'll have to tell me, but it sounded like she's trying to find... a way to deal with all of the volatility without it affecting her so much.
Okay, let me focus on that. Okay, just give me a moment. I'm just going to close my eyes and sort of tune in a bit on Helen's energy. And it's moving so quickly. And what I get is that that's what the anxiety, like every time she turns around, there's another area to be dealt with, another fire to put out, another... thing to keep your eye on what can affect what you're doing, right? So there's so many things that are coming at you all the time, or in her mind, coming at her all the time in regard to her business. And she's staying awake thinking, oh my God, now there's this happening and that happening in regard to the industry, and what is that gonna look like for the rest of my year? Or, you know, do I need to worry about this piece? How will I sort that out? So let's get a feel of that. Oh, it just makes her sick. But, and of course, there's some of these things are definitely not in her control. So that's why the anxiety comes up. But she is good at what she does. She's quite good at what she does. And I do feel like she's able to get creative about how to still manage the business side. So no, I mean, that doesn't answer the question of how does she deal with the anxiety. I mean, part of that is a personal thing where she's sort of having to almost trust and take that step back and go, okay, I know how to do what I'm doing. How can I go about this from a different perspective so that I can feel grounded while I do my work and deal with these unknowns at different times? It's really stressing her out. It definitely is stressing her out. And but to the point where there's times she's like, oh no, is this really, maybe I'm being given a message that I need to go in another direction. I don't think so yet, but I do again feel like this industry is changing. And of course, to keep up with the change is a big deal for anybody who's trying to navigate it in any way. And that she needs to not get drawn into the negativity of what's going on out there as much as possible, of course. And it feels like it's like she's making decisions about, okay, then this is what's going on in this area, so I'm going to restructure this piece a little bit so that I can work with it from a different perspective. Keeping in mind, I don't understand the industry completely. I'm tapping into Helen's energy personally and how she can feel less anxious about the overall situation. She's going to have to work on that because she's talking about self-discipline here. It's like she stays awake at night worrying. And she worries about her financial future, but she shows me here that she's still going to do well, even despite the fact that there are so many unknowns on a day-to-day basis in the industry. She's still going to find ways of doing quite well with this. And she needs to trust that she knows what she's doing and how she can be creative in opening up new doorways in how to navigate it. Does that make sense?
It does to me. Helen, if you're listening, I hope it makes sense for you. It really sounds like, Sandy, what you're saying is that perhaps she isn't trusting her instincts enough.
Okay.
And you said it's the anxiety is making her sick. What did you mean by sick?
I mean and like any sick to her stomach, she feels sick to her stomach at times.
I see.
I feel like it makes her feel nauseated. So I don't know that I think, you know, it's to the point where she has to, you know, that it's creating depression issues or anything like that. I don't get that. I just get that she's worrying so much that it's then putting her in a high stress situation. And so she's not sleeping properly and she's worrying about, you know, she gets focused on particular areas and stays a bit stuck on those areas. And she needs to kind of take a step back and look at the overall picture and look at how she can navigate that.
Fascinating. You know, you could be speaking to me as probably as much as you could to a lot of people listening. You know, the volatility of the industry affects every single one of us. I mean, I'm on a different side than the people who are selling travel to their clients and organizing travel and putting travel together, which is very high stress. But everything that our listeners do for a living in terms of being procurers of travel affects what we do on the media side, since if the industry is doing well, we do well. So it's all kind of a full circle, symbiotic, organic relationship, maybe you would say. But thank you so much, Sandy. I personally find this really fascinating. I hope our listeners do. And please don't forget to send us a question for next week. Thank you so much. And thank you, Sandy. Talk soon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.